This is Who's Right, the podcast with Anthony and Doug. This is a show where two people argue. The purpose of this show is to spark conversations. With that in mind, the opinions expressed may or may not be that of Doug or Anthony's. See if you can pick up on which one of us is bullshitting, or don't. We don't give a shit. But please, visit our Facebook page and click the like button. Our insecurities need the validation. Now let's get on with the show.
Every fucking time.
Maybe we should decide who's gonna fucking introduce this shit show. Go ahead.
Today we're gonna be talking about the Johnson Amendment. If you're not familiar with what that is, Anthony will explain it.
So you might not know it by name, I suppose, but you've probably heard it in the news. Trump's wanting to get rid of the Johnson Amendment. It is the law that says that if you are a nonprofit organization like a church, you can't support a political candidate or give money to a political party. Specifically, you can't direct your congregants to vote for a certain candidate.
All right, I'll be right back. I'm going to look up the word congregants.
Good, because I don't know what it means.
All right, so why don't we start this conversation off with why or what your opinion is?
Oh, I think that's a great thing. I think that it needs to.
You think repealing it is a great thing?
I'm sorry?
You think repealing it is a great thing?
Oh, fuck no. I think it's terrible.
Make up your mind. You're already waffling. I win.
I'm a flip-flopper. Damn it. No, I think repealing it is a terrible thing. The Johnson Amendment is a good thing. And I don't think it went far enough. I think that if you're getting a tax-exempt status, you shouldn't even be able to think about politics. They should execute you if you think about politics.
See, you immediately start your argument off with some stupid statement, and now the rest.
I did that on purpose for your benefit.
It's not for my benefit. I mean,
well, you're gonna lose this.
Generally, the
so
feedback
bad, I wanted to
on Facebook and Twitter is that you're an idiot.
Fuck Facebook. Fuck Twitter.
Well, really, it's just me that's leaving it.
Well then, fuck you.
All right. So before we get started, I want to remind everybody to go on and like the Facebook page. Feel free to leave a comment. There's a few people out there that are commenting on what we talk about.
By a few, do you mean like two?
There's one in particular, Tasha, I think is her name, and she comments on everything.
Thank you, Tasha.
And she said that,
thanks, Tasha.
I think she said something to the equivalent of she's going to continue to listen to the podcast, even though she doesn't agree with my stance on abortion.
Well, we appreciate that, Tasha. Thank you.
All right. Let's get this piece of shit started. So I think that, what did I say? I thought that it was a good thing to repeal it.
Yeah. Yeah, you think that prayer in school should be mandatory, and the government should pay for the churches or something? Wasn't that what you said?
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with repealing it. So if by doing so you take away their tax exempt status, I'm okay with it.
But that's not what they're saying. They're saying they're going to keep their tax exempt status and still be able to raise money for political candidate.
Well, then I'm out. Yeah, I don't agree with that. I told you I had one thing to go on here. So I'm pretty sure that they will not keep their tax exempt status.
Yes, they will. I don't understand. How would you not think that? They're going to repeal the act.
So I'm looking at it right now. So real quick, go to www.usnews.com/opinion/debate/club/article/2017-02-10. Ford is repealing the Johnson Amendment. A good idea. You go there real quick, you'll see that I'm right.
I'm there. I'm there with you. Go ahead. Let's read along. Oh, that's fake news, by the way.
Is it real fake news or is it Trump fake news?
I don't know.
The
only news I trust is The Onion. So okay, wait. Let me ask you a question. Could we be considered a news show? Could people get their information from us?
I guess.
Does that count as us being a news show?
I would question the intellect of anybody who takes this shit seriously.
Come on. We're trying to get an audience here.
I mean, yeah. Good. Oh, absolutely.
That's what I was looking for.
If I was going to get my...
We are your number one news source.
If I was going to get my news from anybody, it'd be from... One of us can't seem to stay sober long enough to do a half-hour show. And the other one's name is Doug.
Dude, it was like... It was 45 minutes, man. Come on. All right. So are we going to talk about what we were supposed to talk about today?
Can we pretend that it would take away their tax exempt status? Because that's all I had.
God. I'm not even winning. It's like I'm hitting a guy with no arms. This isn't even winning. All right. What else you got?
Well, I didn't know what we were going to talk about until...
Last week?
Well, yeah. But...
Thanks for listening, everybody. It's been fun. You know we're 6 minutes in and we have nothing, right?
Have you given any thought to free speech?
Your singing was a little flat that time. Barry, why don't you play an A for Steve? You got that, Steve?
Fuck this shit.
What's got into him?
He can't take criticism.
Well, great, there goes the band.